Chazor ze zeichen nish b'sach habach ich chesre shorim b'mei yudu b'sach d'zvach im daf chav dalot. Mishnah said oimid al gabe kelim v'chulu nishiva v'shmol toward a b'raisa that explains the reason as being that the floor of the Chazor is kodesh and the klishor is a kodesh. Just like someone, you not can't have a chatzitza between the kohen and the klishor, you also can't have a chatzitza between the kohen and the Chazor floor. The Gemara says Mishnah gave three examples: a kohen sitting on a keli, on an animal, and on the feet of another kohen. And all three really, it's tzricha, all three are necessary. Because if you don't have to take the case of a keli, you'd say that's a chatzitza because it's not a form of flesh of basar, but an animal which is a form of basar. Maybe it's not a chatzitza. If you don't have the case of an animal, you'd say animal is a chatzitza because it's not a human. But if he stands on someone else's feet, another kohen's feet, that is considered zicha, not considered a chatzitza. That's why we need all three examples. The Gemara continues. The Braisa says, Eliezer said, if the kohen has one foot on a keli and one foot on the Chazor floor, or one foot on the stone and one foot on the floor, we have to make a determination. If we pull away the keli or the stone, the kohen would be able to stand on his own on that one foot on the floor and do the avoida. Then the avoida is kosher. If not, the avoida would be puzzle. Rav Ami asked, what if he's standing on a loose stone on the Chazor floor? Now, if they don't intend to reattach a stone, it's definitely chatzitza. Question is, where they do intend to reattach it. Mark continues with the question of Zuti. Yes, Rav Ami. Ravuzi said, Rav Ami asked, if a stone on the floor was removed and the kohen stood in the empty space where the stone once was, is that avoid the kosher or not? Because the question really is, the Gemara explains, that when David HaMelech made the floor kodesh, did he do so only at the top layer of the stone, or did he make the entire area kodesh until the depths of the earth below? The Gemara said, if that's the question, then he should have asked the halacha in the case where the entire floor was removed. Rather, he was sure that David made the area kodesh until the tohoim. The question is, if that's considered to be a proper way to do avoida or not, take ublaip da shayla. Mishnah then said, kibul b'smoil posel, Rabbi Shimon Machshe. A braisa says, we dash in the posel that says, be'etzba and v'lochach to teach that just like the etzba refers to the finger on the right hand, so to kabbalah has to be done with the right hand. The pasuk also says v'nosan, which teaches that the putting of the blood on the mizbeach also has to be done with the right hand. Rav Shimon said the pasuk doesn't say yad regarding kabbalah, rather it only says etzba and v'nosan, which teaches that that the putting of the blood must be done with the right hand. However, since it doesn't say yad regarding kabbalah, it's even valid if it's done with the left hand. In fact, Rav Shimon holds it of the gzeir shav that teaches that yad refers to the right hand, then even if yad is not written regarding kabbalah, it's just still need to be done with the right hand because the word etzba is written regarding it, and it's a similar gzeir shava to teach that etzba also refers to the right hand. If he doesn't hold the gzeir shava of yad, then why does it make a difference that the word yad is not written regarding kabbalah? And for the Gemara Yehuda said, he actually does not hold of the gzeir shava. What he said is, since it does not say right hand by kabbalah, even when done with the left hand, it's going to be kosher. Rabbi asked, if so, the putting of the blood on his back should also be able to be done with the left hand. Also, a braisa clearly says that he does hold the gzeir shava of yad and etzba, which teaches that both refer to the right hand. Rather, Rava said, Rav Shimon holds the gzeir shava. And the braisa, he says as follows, it does not say yad by kabbalah, rather it says the word etzba. Now, since the kabbalah can't be done with one finger, he can't hold the klisharos with one finger, so the word etzba must not be referring to the kabbalah, and therefore the kabbalah done with the left hand would be kosher. Rav Sama, the son of Rav Ashi, asked Ravina, we can put a handle, an ear, so to say, on the klisharos, which would make it possible to be held even with one finger. Rather, Abaya said, the word etzba was written in between the words velokach, which is the kabbalah, and venosam, which is the putting of the blood. The Tanakhama holds we can darshan for an earlier part of the pasuk and for the later part of the pasuk, whereas Rav Shimon says we only darshan for the later part of the pasuk, not for the earlier part of the pasuk. The Gemara continues, Abaya said, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rav Shimon, argues on his father and on the Rabbanim, meaning the Tanakhama. The Braisa says, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rav Shimon, says, whenever the pasuk says etzba regarding the kabbalah, but not in regard to the putting of the blood on the mizbeach, then if the kabbalah was done with the left hand, it's puzzle. But if the placing of the blood was done with the left hand, it would be kosher. Whenever the pasuk says etzba regarding the putting of the blood, but not in regard to the kabbalah, then if the putting of the blood was done with the left hand, it's puzzle. But if the kabbalah was done with the left hand, it would be kosher. Rabbi Aruchana name of Yechon said, whenever a pasuk says etzba and some form of the word kahuna, it refers to the right hand. So initially, this was understood to mean that both words have to be there, are necessary to require that the right hand be used. However, regarding kimitza, only the verbiage of kahuna is used, and yet the Mishnah says that if it's done with the left hand, it's possible. Therefore, Rav explained that he meant either of the words, either etzba or kahuna, would require that the avoida be done with the right hand. Abaye asked, the pasuk regarding bringing the pieces of the animal to the ramp of the mizbeach uses the word koyin, and yet a Mishnah says that it may be done with the left hand. So Rav answered, the word etzba or kahuna only require the using of the right hand for an avoida that is essential to bring about the kapara. Regarding kabbalah, the pasuk says kahanim, and yet Rav Shimon says that it's kosher if it was done with the left hand. And tomorrow, Rav Shimon holds that both words need to be written in the pasuk to make the use of the right hand absolutely essential. Rav says that Rav Shimon holds that the word yad alone and the word etzba alone refer to the right hand. And tomorrow, the word etzba alone would require the using of the right hand. However, the word kahuna would only require the right hand when it's written together along with the word etzba, not by itself. So, what's the word? Who needs the word kahuna altogether? Gemara said the word kahuna teaches something else, that the Kabbalah has to be done while wearing the big day kahuna. In fact, the Gemara regarding this Rika, the pasuk only uses the word kahuna, and the Mishnah says that if it's done with the left hand, it's possible. And Rav Shimon does not argue here. Rabbi said Rav Shimon does argue on this halacha in a braisa, so he actually does argue. Rava teaches elsewhere that there's a gzeir shava on the word yad that teaches that kemitza must be done with the right hand. Now the pasuk of kemitza uses the term kahuna. So according to Rabbi Barachana, why do we need a gzeir shava to teach that it has to be done with the right hand? And for the Gemara, one is needed to teach that kemitza must be done with the right hand. The other is needed to teach that when it's then placed into a kli sharis, that kli sharis must be held in the kohen's right hand. Fractimar according to Rav Shimon, who says that the kemitza does not need to be put into a kli sharis, and according to the view that he does, but that he would say that if it's valid if done with the left hand, what does he learn from Rav Gzeir Shava? It can't be coming to teach that the kemitza has to be done with the right hand because Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Chiya, said that Rav Shimon learns that from a pasuk, and for the more it's needed to teach that the kemitza of a chatas mincha must be done with the right hand. We would think that since he holds that if it's brought with oil and levaina, we don't bring a chatas mincha with oil and levaina. Why? So it says that it shouldn't be a sort of a best type of mincha. So maybe we say it's also kosher if it's done with the left hand. For that same reason, it shouldn't be the best type of mincha. The Gzeir Shava therefore teaches that it's possible if it's done with the left hand.